Hey, you found Music Heads presented by 89.3 The Current from Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks for dropping in. This is a roundtable discussion where a couple of colleagues and I get together each week and have a little fun discussing some of the new music we're playing on the station and to find out if it's working for us. I'm the host of the show, Bill DeVille, and we'll be talking tunes today with Weekender Mac Wilson. Hi, Mac.
Hi, Bill.
Welcome back to Music Heads.
Thank you.
And music director Melanie Walker is in the house, too. Hi, Mel.
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
It's going excellent. Yourself?
I'm really excited about the records we're going to talk about today.
Me, too.
So me, too.
You, too, Mac? Well, let's just dive in.
So excited. Yes.
Our favorite Twin Cities expatriates, The Hold Steady, have returned with their fourth album called Stay Positive. The group got its start in New York in 2003. Allegedly, singer Craig Finn and lead guitarist Tad Kubler were watching the film The Last Waltz, and Finn asked Kubler, "Dude, why aren't there any bands like this anymore?" Though the group seems more inspired by Bruce Springsteen than the band. The new album, Stay Positive, features guests Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr., Patterson Hood of the Drive-By Truckers drops by for a cut. It's probably their most mature album to date, with Craig Finn singing more real-life street tales about growing up. The thing I am most impressed with right out of the gate is the songwriting and Craig Finn's vocals. He's not the greatest rock singer in the world, but he gives his all on songs like Constructive Summer as he reminisces about those rum and cokes with no ice atop a water tower. New album's called Stay Positive, the sounds of The Hold Steady with their new fourth album. Mac, is this working for you?
Yeah, it really is. When The Hold Steady were in the studios a few weeks ago, Mary Lucia alluded to the fact that a lot of people have said that they're a band that you want to root for, and their natural enthusiasm and just, as the title would imply, positivity makes this an easy album to like all across the board. I've never been able to fall in love with The Hold Steady all the way through, even though the songs are really well put together and they do a very, very good job of crafting this universe that all of their characters live in that continues over the course of the record. I don't know how much I'm, you know, sucked in by that overall. There's just lots of fantastic songs over the course of the album. If you don't love The Hold Steady after hearing Sequestered in Memphis or Lord, I'm Discouraged, I don't know what's going to do it. This is the album that is going to win over the folks that have been unable to fall in love with them before. And if not, maybe The Hold Steady just aren't the thing for you.
And you're a big Springsteen guy too, right?
Yeah, and I'm a fan of the band too. I love that Last Waltz story too, because I could totally see these guys up at the Last Waltz just having that fun, loose feel to this.
Melanie, is this album working for you?
Yeah, it is working for me, but you know what? I think I know what you're talking about, Mac, when you talk about you really, really, really want to love The Hold Steady. There's this patriotism that's attributed to them in a way. Their fans are so intense and so loyal that you almost get, like, sucked into, like, you like The Hold Steady? And it's got to be like, well, yeah. You know, I mean, I do love the band, and I do like this album a lot. I've read a lot of reviews where, you know, they're saying that this album is different and that they've branched out and everything, and I don't really hear that so much, but
yeah,
that's
it's a little
fine
more grown up to me. That's what the themes are a little more
yeah,
adult.
Yeah, they got a little deeper, yeah. But, I mean, it's a fun album. It's rock and roll. It's no-frills rock and roll. It's got so much soul, and it's so authentic. I mean, it's a fun album, but they do get deep on Lord, I'm Discouraged. That's a great song.
Yeah.
But my favorite song, I think, is Navy Sheets.
I thought it was interesting. When I was on Music Heads about a year ago, I was talking about that Fountains of Wayne song, 92 Subaru. Seems like a shout-out to Craig Finn and The Hold Steady. Well, they repay Fountains of Wayne the favor with those synthesizers on Navy Sheets. Totally
yeah.
Straight out
that,
of it.
That tacky keyboard, I think, is a little bit annoying. That's
I
one
don't
of
think
the,
it's
oh, it
tacky,
is.
Though. It's
no, not tacky. I think it's tacky.
It's campy.
Campy, okay.
That's a reoccurring theme on Music Heads with me. I'm sorry, I keep bringing it up. It's fun, it's playful, and it's okay.
I like what you said, Melanie, about this being a more mature album overall. I think it walks the same territory
yeah.
as I've seen it alluded to that latest LCD Sound System album, Sound of Silver, about, you know, being in the scene for so many years and then you find yourself basically old and looking back Where Do You Go Now? I can hear a lot of that, especially in the closing track, Slapped Actress, and in the title song, too, where they're talking about the next generation having to pass the baton of these songs along.
And one thing I found interesting, too, is he actually quotes a line by Billy Joel.
What's wrong with Billy Joel? I could never understand why people hated on him.
Well, you think of a rocker who's the enemy. To me, it's always been
No. When I heard that song, it's on...
Both Crosses.
Yeah, it's on Both Crosses. One of the many songs on the album that alludes to Catholicism, by the way. I don't know what the deal is with that. But when he dropped that line in there, you Catholic girls start much too late, the whole song made sense to me because, I don't know what his deal is with Catholicism, but...
He's Catholic, and he actually still goes to church 3 out of 4 Sundays a month. He said in a magazine, yeah.
But it clicked for me. Everything made sense when that line came up there, so I think that it has its place when you can allude to other songs like that. It worked for me.
Let's clutch and kiss and sing and shake. So now let's try to levitate. You Catholic girls, you start much too late. And baby, let's transverberate. Baby, let's transverberate. Baby, let's transverberate.
And they're kind of every man, you know. I think everybody can kind of relate to the Hold Steady, even though they're turning into one of like America's best new bands. They're never gonna get those big heads.
Those indie rock.
They're never gonna have
that
untouchable quality to them. You'll always, you know, if you saw Craig Finn in the market, I don't think I would feel like, oh, it's Craig Finn. Yeah. You know, not because I don't love him, but I'd be like, hey, what's up, Craig? Yeah. Just getting some OJ.
I think it's really interesting. Here are these guys in their mid to upper 30s now. I think Craig's 36.
Yeah.
And, you know, people could say, well, these guys are just selling out the indie rock meets Springsteen deal. Well, I think it's pretty... I mean, to sell out at 36 and not look like a rock star, that's still not easy to do. I mean, I can't even... It just is unfathomable that these guys could be much bigger than they are. I mean, it just... But I love them for what they are, and they're just an American
themselves.
Rock and roll band, yeah.
No
just
frills,
themselves.
Yeah.
Basically, going back to what I said at the beginning, I think that they craft a very specific universe, and it's very interesting to visit. I don't know if I'd want to live there. I don't know if I feel part of that universe, but it's a lot of fun to enjoy.
It's kind of disenchanted, yet very approachable. That's kind of their little universe, too.
You're listening to Music Heads, presented by 89.3 The Current from Minnesota Public Radio. The Montreal indie popsters Wolf Parade formed back in 2003. Their first gig was opening for fellow Canucks the Arcade Fire. Eventually, Isaac Brock of Modest Mouse helped get him signed to Sub Pop Records. Wolf Parade's highly touted debut, Apologies to the Queen Mary, was released in 2005. The new album was titled Kissing the Beehive, but was changed to At Mount Zoomer due to fear of copyright issues with the Jonathan Carroll book of the same name. At Mount Zoomer shows a few hints of prog and math rock, and they sound as though they've traveled the same roads as Modest Mouse, The National, and yes, Arcade Fire. Here's the track Language City. Second album from Wolf Parade is called At Mount Zoomer. Melanie, is this working for you?
Please don't hate me, Mac. You know, I love Wolf Parade. I really loved Apologies to the Queen Mary, but I'm not sure how I feel about this album. I like a couple of the tracks, and somebody else summed it up for me best in an article that I read. They said it's a great album without many great songs. I feel like all the songs start to hook me in, and I'm like, yeah, It's good. Getting down, call it a ritual, Language City, Gray Estates. And then it just doesn't really go to the place I want it to go to, I guess. I don't really get hooked in completely. So I do feel like this is a great album, but I don't know if I need more time with the album because I've only listened to it a couple of times, but I just don't know if I'm totally won over by this album. I don't think I get it yet, if that makes sense.
How about they have a great sound without great songs? Maybe that's what it is. It is very listenable, but the songs just don't really end. I just feel a little empty when I'm listening to it. I don't get much out of it. Well, Mac, just working for you?
No, I just had to agree with you, Melanie, about I think that they have a problem with focus on the album.
It's not focused.
Many of the songs, they seem to wrap up perfectly at a particular point, but then they go on for maybe an extra minute or so. And this happens so often over the course of the album. It happens on Language City, California Dreamer, even on Kissing the Beehive on the end.
Well, isn't that one like,
it's like
11,
a long 11 minutes long, but it seems to wrap up at the 9-minute mark. Then it tacks on this other thing. There's just so much there. They're changing time signatures and stuff so much. There is a bit of a problem with focus. But like you said, if you say that you need more time with the album, that's what it is. It's one of those albums I feel you need to have it kick around in your head. I've been listening to this one nonstop for about a month and a half now, and it just is kind of there.
But you're not getting much out of it? I mean, it's not...
No. I really do like it. I know what you're saying about the maybe a lack of standout songs, but it's a tremendously deep record for me.
I don't think this is a record I could ever sing along with.
No.
That's not always a bad thing. It's not like every song I have to be able to sing along, and it's got to have like a chorus that I can like sync up with. But I feel like this album is a little bit cluttered. It's still fun. I mean, it's got their signature stamp on there.
Probably my favorite on the album is one of the Spencer Krug songs, California Dreamer. Lyrically kind of addressing the narrator of the Mamas and the Papas song, California Dreaming. If you look at it from that perspective, it all makes sense, you know, talking about oceans that never touch the ice. And the chorus, totally infectious. It goes, I thought I might have heard you on the radio, but the radio waves were like snow.
You know, Mac, I found that one to be kind of irritating and grating to my ears. And I thought of that song, California Dreaming, as well, and it did not work for me at all.
Well, it's got that hokey, like, 70s keyboard on it, almost like Fleetwood Mac. The working title of the song was actually Stevie. So.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. Well, and then funny. Call It a Ritual, the working title was called Billy Joel.
Two Billy Joel references in one show, only on Music Heads. You're listening to Music Heads, presented by 89.3 The Current from Minnesota Public Radio. The Philadelphia band Dr. Dog just issued their fifth album called Fate. This is a band that has seamlessly blended the old and the new since they came on the scene in the earlier 2000s. They are true believers in the art of the song. Dr. Dog's music is full of Beach Boys-inspired harmonies and classic rock stylings of artists like the Beatles, especially George Harrison, the band, and the late Harry Nilsson. Fate seems like the album this band is destined to make. Like their earlier work, Fate still has that low-fidelity DIY charm they're known for, but with this album, the sound is cleaner and more focused, and there are no off-kilter deconstructions. It's mainly Dr. Dog doing what they do best, sunshiny classic pop, strong on harmonies and hooks. Here's a song called The Old Days.
Let go!
Dr. Dog's latest is Fate. Mac, is this working for you?
Well, Melanie, I know you're a huge fan, but
I really like this album. It's really good.
We both tripped each other up a little bit.
It's a little bit cliche to trot out the phrase that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, but that's definitely how I feel about the album. It isn't about having standout tracks. It's just about being really, really enjoyable from start to finish.
Some standout tracks, I think.
One of the highlights to me was Army of Ancients, which has this nice little breakdown in it, like something from the Brian Wilson Smile Project. I just thought it was cool. There, you could find references all across the album. It's just a lot of fun all the way through.
The chorus in the song you just mentioned, I love that. How did the fox get the raven to crow? Boy, is that beautiful and moving stuff.
Well, it sounds silly when you say it, but in the song, it's really good.
Melanie, is this working for you?
Oh gosh, I love Dr. Dog. And you know, I finally figured out what I love most about this band. It's Toby Lehman. Like, it's his voice, and it's all about the bass for me with all their songs. And I figured out that's the thread that I always loved. I mean, the arc, the bass in that is totally badass. I can't use like a proper word to describe it because it's just so grimy and dirty and lovely. And Toby's voice is so full of heart and soul. God, he called for rain, so I built an ark, but no rain came. I was ashamed.
There is just so many good songs in here. One of them that grabbed me right out of the gate was a song called Hang On. What a moving song with that line, I don't need a doctor to tear me all apart, I just need you. And this has a simplicity about it. And these guys are so passionate. You can just feel the passion, and they are such a consummate band.
They're so talented, too. Those harmonies, that must not be easy to get those harmonies on point like that. I mean, I've seen them live a number of times. And they always get the harmonies, like, snap right in it.
They would probably say that's probably the easiest thing for them, too, because they're just so locked in and they're so passionate about what they're doing.
Tuned into each other. Yeah, no. I mean, and there's this sense of nostalgia that comes with them, not just from that vintage sound, but...
Definitely. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it just warms you up.
It isn't that it, you know, is like a 60s pop song. It just brings up those same happy feelings.
For my money, these guys are one of the best bands out there working today.
And I was not sold on them before. It isn't that I had a negative opinion. I just thought I didn't see what the fuss was about. Now I see it. Stay here for a little while more. Yes, it's a funny thing. Yes, it's a funny thing. I need a friend.
Now time for the portion of the show where we invite you to get involved. We ask you to tell us your honest stories about music and its place in your life. We ask a different question every week. My guests and I will start it off, then invite you to join in with your story online. Now, here's the question. Is there a song or artist that makes you laugh out loud? Melanie.
Flight of the Conchords. I think some people love Flight of the Conchords. Some people hate Flight of the Conchords.
Like me.
Shush. There's a song called Fudafafa. I think that's how you say it.
Right? Okay.
I remember when I was a little girl and I was in school, we had to take all these French classes. And I'm not a big fan of learning languages in general, to be honest with you, because it involves work. But they insisted that we all learn French. And I love France and I love French food and French culture, but I just remember struggling so much in that class as a teenager and not really understanding what was going on and not really doing very well in the class. And this is a song that's just kind of making fun of not really understanding what the French are saying, but saying French words like baguette, monsieur, things like that. So they just kind of randomly yell out those names in the song. Et maintenant le voyage à la supermarché. Pomme la mousse. Ananas. Jus d'orange. Bœuf. Soupe de jour. Camembert. Jacques Cousteau. Baguette. Oh. Belgique.
Ça va?
Ça va, ça va?
Ça va.
Voilà la conversation dans le...
Mac, is there a song or artist who makes you laugh out loud?
Yeah, my pick is from, it's by the Dukes of Stratosphere. They were that project that XTC did in the mid-1980s. They did these pastiches send-ups of 60s, like, pop rock stuff. All of it very, very good-naturedly, and all of it is very, very good. There's this track on the EP that they did, 25 O'Clock. It's called The Mole from the Ministry. It's a send-up of I Am the Walrus by the Beatles. And you know how there's those vocals kind of chanting in I Am the Walrus? In The Mole from the Ministry, in the last minute of the song, you can hear the backing vocals become like very self-conscious. They're doing this really funny whoa, whoa, whoa. And I crack up every time I hear it. If you want, yeah, good-natured send-ups of that entire time period, all of that Dukes of Stratosphere stuff is just great.
And I just wish the Dukes would make another album. It's been, what, 20-plus years? XTC, it's been a while, too. All right, and my answer, you guys will know this song, House of Pain, Jump Around. Every time I hear it, it just cracks me up. Just from
why?
That,
because it's such a bad song.
Well, there's that. There's that. It just makes me giggle. It makes me totally laugh out loud. Part of it is that sample of Bob and Earl's Harlem Shuffle right at the very beginning, and then that just, it's got this wacky beat. I remember when the song first came out, I was working in a record store and I put it on repeat, and I was laughing for a full day long.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. I came to win, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, honky better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up towards the ceiling. Monsters of funk club, someone's fucking jump. Yeah, I'll bust them in the eye.
It still to this day cracks me up every time I hear it.
Do you jump around when you hear it?
I do, in fact, jump around. And I laugh out loud and jump around big time. Well, those are our answers. Is there a song or artist who makes you laugh out loud? Tell us your story online. Go to thecurrent.org, look for Music Heads, and then follow the links to join the discussion online. In this episode, we discuss the new album from The Hold Steady, Stay Positive, Wolf Parade's At Mount Zoomer, and Dr. Dog's Fate effort. I'd like to thank Melanie Walker. Thanks for joining me for Music Heads.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And Mac Wilson, it's been fun to do this again.
Stay positive, kids.
You've been planning that one, I can tell.
It's a wrap. It's been Music Heads. Thanks for checking it out. Subscribe to the podcast of the show by clicking on Music Heads when you go to thecurrent.org. The program is produced by Steve Seal. Michael Wells is the podcast production coordinator, and Julia Schrinkler manages the show's online discussion, which we want you to be a part of. Go to thecurrent.org and look for Music Heads. Then follow the links to join the discussion. I'm Bill DeVille from 89.3 The Current, part of Minnesota Public Radio. Music Heads, is it working for you?